Kincardine Veterinary Services has an upcoming blood donation clinic for dogs. To learn more about it, we are joined by Nicole Arruda. She is with the Canadian Animal Blood Bank. Nicole, tell us what you do at the Canadian Animal Blood Bank.
We facilitate blood donations from healthy dogs that suit the criteria in order to provide quality blood products for dogs that are critically ill across Canada and may require those products. So some dogs may need these products because of cancer therapy support, a toxicity like rat poison, certain like anemia issues, parvovirus infections, certain clotting issues, and then sometimes, of course, like surgery in times of trauma, as well as some immune-mediated diseases. So lots of different reasons that dogs do need blood. The reason I started getting into canine blood donation is because I actually have a dog at home that needed blood when he was a puppy. So I got super interested in it, obviously having a personal factor. And as far as the Kincardine clinic goes, we are hosting, usually with clinics we'll host every 3 months or so, because that's how often dogs can donate blood. So once we get kind of a round of dogs in, we'll visit every 3 months so that they can repeat donating as long as they're healthy and happy and enjoying it. And what we're looking for really is healthy dogs that are over the weight of 55 pounds. They need to be heavy enough for us to take that blood volume from them safely. And we're looking for age 1 to 8, so that they're sort of, you know, old enough to do so and in that healthy range. And then they can donate a few years after that, as long as they stay healthy. And these dogs should be up to date on their core vaccines, as well as temperament-wise. We kind of need them to be willing to lay on their side, have close contact with people, and be comfortable being held. Food-motivated dogs tend to do very well as well. So we try to make it very positive. We try to make it a good experience. The donation takes about half an hour is the appointment, but the actual process itself takes 5 minutes, 10 minutes tops. And then, of course, they get lots of positive reinforcement, lots of treats on their way out the door. And, you know, it's really not a factor for them. My own dogs donate and they kind of waltz out the door as if nothing happened. So with the Kincardine Clinic, we'll be there May 17th. That's a Wednesday. We'll be there pretty much all day. And we are having a really good response from the area. So we have a lot of dogs from the Kincardine Vet patient list themselves. And then, of course, we have a few dogs actually that are coming from clinics nearby and making a little bit of a drive with their owners to give it a try. So every dog at the Kincardine Vet Clinic is going to be a first-time donor. We're going to see how everybody does, and we're really, really grateful that all of these owners are willing to sort of step up and try it out in order to save a dog, because one donation can actually change the lives of three dogs and their owners, of course. So it makes a big difference.
And is it best to pre-register for this event, did you say?
Yeah, so if anyone has questions, you can go to CanadianAnimalBloodBank.ca. We have a really good website. There's lots of FAQs on there as well if you have a question that I wasn't able to answer today. And there is an info@ email there that's sort of just a general email that will sort of get filtered to me if you just put in the subject line Kincardine Vet. And basically what we would ask is that there's a registration form online that you can access as well, or I can send it. And what we would ask is that the regular veterinarian for that dog just fills out that one-page paperwork. It's just a registration form just telling us that the dog's up to date on vaccines, the dog's healthy, suits the eligibility, and that this vet has confirmed that this dog is a good candidate for this. And really, it's for the donor's health as well as the recipient's health overall. So that's how you would register. That form will come to me, and then I would basically set up a time and get you guys booked in and you know, have an appointment ready.
You're going to be here about every 3 months, you said. So there's quite the supply, I guess, of those that are willing to make these donations in this area.
Oh, yeah. So the first date is already pretty much full, I would say. Kelly from Kincardine Vet Services and I actually go a little bit further back when she worked kind of in my area. So we worked together long ago, and she's been a really, really good ambassador for the program, having sort of seen the process of blood donation before and seen the outcome of blood transfusions and what it means to an owner to have a blood product available for their dog. So she's been a really good I guess, fighter for me. She's found a lot of really good candidates, and we're going to be visiting every 3 months because that's how often dogs can donate. You know, if Kincardine has the demand for us, maybe we'll come along more. But it's sort of a big, long day where we get all these dogs in and then we come back and do them again. So if somebody is, you know, vacationing on May 17th or not available, not to worry, you can still reach out to me and we can always set you up for next time.
All right, perfect. We'll post the information and the links up on our Facebook page. We'll also post them at shorelineclassicsfm.com so that everyone that listens to this will be able to find all of that information that we talked about. It is something that's very important and certainly something that a lot of people probably don't think about is, yes, we know that people donate blood. We probably never thought about dogs donating blood. So
Until you know someone who needs it, usually.
Usually, yes, that is the case. Yeah. So great to know that this event is so well responded to and that you're going to get a lot of great donations. Thanks very much for joining us today, Nicole.
Thank you so much for calling and thanks for putting the word out there for us.